What if the most powerful medicine for chronic pain, depression, and dozens of other conditions has been shining down on us all along? For thousands of years, healers understood something profound about light. The Egyptians built elaborate solariums with colored glass, Greeks designed dedicated spaces for sun therapy, and physicians throughout history documented remarkable recoveries using nothing but specific wavelengths. Then came the pharmaceutical revolution, and this wisdom nearly disappeared. But here's the twist. Cutting-edge research is now proving what ancient civilizations knew instinctively. With over 50,000 scientific studies validating its effects, red light therapy isn't alternative medicine. It's a rediscovery of how our bodies were designed to heal. The real question isn't whether light can heal us, but why we ever stopped using it. Inside each of your 37.2 trillion cells sits a mitochondrion, a tiny power plant converting food into energy. When these factories run efficiently, you feel vibrant. When they falter, disease takes root. Nearly every chronic condition, from arthritis to Alzheimer's, traces back to malfunctioning mitochondria. At the heart of energy production sits cytochrome C oxidase, an enzyme discovered by Nobel Prize winner Otto Warburg in 1926. Modern life bombards it with inhibitors, environmental toxins, stress hormones, certain medications that bind to the enzyme and shut down your cellular power plants. Your cells start producing nitric oxide, which gums up the works further, creating a downward spiral. Red and near-infrared light unbind these toxic compounds from the enzyme, hitting the reset button on cellular metabolism. Cytochrome C oxidase specifically absorbs these wavelengths, energizing directly like plugging a battery into a charger. This isn't symptom treatment. It's restoring the fundamental process keeping every cell functioning optimally. The result? Increased energy production, improved oxygenation, enhanced blood flow, reduced stress hormones, decreased inflammation, and fewer free radicals. Nearly 50 million American adults live with chronic pain, most relying on NSAIDs despite FDA warnings linking these medications to heart attacks and strokes. Harvard professor Michael R. Hamblin's research showed one application of near-infrared light reduced inflammation in arthritic rats within 24 hours. A 2009 Lancet review found red light therapy reduced neck pain immediately, with benefits lasting up to 22 weeks for chronic cases. The therapy inhibits the COX-2 enzyme, switching off inflammation at its source. No prescriptions, no side effects. Depression affects 121 million people worldwide, with conventional treatments often causing devastating side effects. A 2009 Harvard study found just one 16-minute session of near-infrared light applied to patients' foreheads produced highly significant reductions in both depression and anxiety scores, with greatest benefits appearing 2 weeks post-treatment. University of Texas researchers found near-infrared light improved healthy volunteers' reaction time, memory, and emotional states for 2 weeks, effects comparable to aerobic exercise without the time commitment. These wavelengths energize neuronal mitochondria, improving brain cell energy production, cerebral blood flow, and neurogenesis, while reducing neuroinflammation, addressing mental health's biological foundation rather than creating pharmaceutical dependency. Your skin reveals your cellular health. Iranian scientists found that twice-weekly red and near-infrared laser treatments for 6 weeks significantly reduced facial acne lesions without harsh chemicals, offering hope for 50 million Americans battling acne annually. Hair loss affects over half the global population. FDA-approved treatments like Propecia and Rogaine show less than 50% success rates and cause side effects including sexual dysfunction and scalp irritation. A 2014 review found red and near-infrared laser therapies both safe and effective for stimulating hair growth in both sexes. Red light therapy accelerates wound healing by boosting cellular energy. Dr. Harry Wellen's research showed skin and muscle cells exposed to LED infrared light grew 150 to 200% faster than untreated cells. Injured soldiers treated with light-emitting diodes improved by 40%. Two natural substances amplify these effects. Honey's hydrogen peroxide and hygroscopic properties create antibacterial conditions while providing glucose for rapid healing. A 2018 study found combining honey with red light therapy accelerated burn healing in rats more than light alone. Coconut oil offers similar synergy through antibacterial properties and easily utilized saturated fatty acids, merging ancient remedies with modern light technology. Testosterone naturally declines after 30, bringing reduced energy, muscle loss, and increased fat. Environmental toxins, stress, and poor nutrition accelerate this decline. A 2013 Korean study found rats exposed to 30-minute red/near-infrared light sessions experienced significantly elevated testosterone, a breakthrough for aging and vitality. Obesity affects over one-third of U.S. adults. A 2015 Brazilian study showed women combining exercise with near-infrared therapy doubled their fat loss versus exercise alone while gaining muscle. Other research demonstrated results without exercise. One trial using red laser light helped patients lose 3 inches in 2 weeks with brief sessions every other day. Hormonal health and metabolism are interconnected. Hormones regulate metabolism, while metabolic health influences hormones. Red light therapy addresses both by enhancing mitochondrial function, explaining why people report simultaneous improvements: better sleep, increased energy, improved mood, enhanced body composition, and greater vitality. Modern LED technology has made red light therapy affordable for home use, but treating only symptomatic areas rather than your whole body is a critical mistake. Consider Jane, who treated her arthritic hand with 12-minute direct sessions with minimal results. When she switched to full body treatment, lying in a fetal position with the light 1 foot from her diaphragm and her hand against her stomach, she experienced dramatic improvement. The principle? Maximize the number of cells receiving treatment. The ideal position is lying down in a fetal position with the light about a foot away aimed at your torso, reaching your upper legs, stomach, chest, and upper arms simultaneously. This is the only position allowing complete muscle relaxation and safe for falling asleep. Aim for 2 daily treatments. Morning sessions energize you, while evening sessions alleviate stress for better sleep. Despite concerns about nighttime light, red light therapy actually improves sleep by reducing cortisol and adrenaline. Sessions should last 10-30 minutes, with first-time users starting at 20-30 minutes. Light distance creates a trade-off. Farther placement spreads light to more cells but delivers fewer photons to each cell. For full-body treatment, position the light 1 to 3 feet away for 20-30 minutes. For targeted deep tissue treatment, place it directly against the skin. Modern medicine treats our bodies as machines needing expensive fixes. But what if disease isn't something that happens to us, but rather a message ourselves send when they're starving for what powered life for billions of years? Red light therapy represents a fundamental shift from treating symptoms to addressing root causes, from pharmaceuticals to natural approaches, from dependency to empowerment. This explains why it helps seemingly unrelated conditions. It restores the cellular processes underlying all health. As research validates its effectiveness, forward-thinking practitioners are integrating light-based treatments as complementary or alternative options. Modern LED technology has made this ancient healing method accessible to everyone at home, validating what the Egyptians knew thousands of years ago. Your body remembers how to heal. It's been doing so for millions of years. Sometimes it just needs a reminder in the language it understands best. Light. The power to heal isn't locked away in prescription pads or surgical suites. It's been shining down on us all along, waiting for us to remember.